3366.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl Linda Bott on off rainy June the 4th. Joined today by our producer, as usual, but he's always a surprising personality here, Frosty.
Good morning.
Hey, Frosty, what were those? Who were those Russian tennis players again?
They play tennis.
Lenin. Okay. Stalin. Stalin. Lenin, they were playing. And speaking of beautiful tennis players, my soulmate.
Four. Oh, no, that's golf.
No, that's right, four. That's right. Say good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Okay, two things. Don't forget, this weekend, Swap and Sell is taking over the parking lot at the convention center. Come rain or come shine, from what I understand. Saturday from 7 to 3. Booths are still available. How fun.
It will be, and you can still come drop by the station here today and buy a booth. And there'll be radio types out there.
Big old swap meet sale. I mean, how
that's
fun.
That's right. You know, I mean, everything you could probably want except that new wife or husband. But even then, who knows? Maybe you can find him in one of those little booths.
Okay, next. Did you hear about the Long Island store owner who provided the bat-wielding man with $40 and a loaf of bread and made him promise to never rob again? Evidently, a rifle-toting convenience store owner said he decided to show mercy on a would-be robber after seeing the man collapse in tears and say he was only committing the crime to support his starving family.
I wonder if it had anything to do when the store owner pointed a rifle at him that he collapsed in tears and went, "It wasn't my fault. I'm doing it for my starving family." Gets my attention.
Well, the store owner moved to the United States from Pakistan about 20 years ago. He was getting ready to close his store.
Was this like a Circle K or something?
I don't know what it was.
If the Pakistanis had to leave, the Circle K's and 7-Elevens would die.
Well, the guy had a bat, so the store owner said he tried to stall for a moment, and then he grabbed a rifle that he kept behind the counter and ordered the assailant to drop the bat. But I mean, that is kind of an interesting story, because the guy fell to his knees and cried and said, "I'm just trying to support my family."
Sure.
And this guy gave him $40 and a loaf of bread and said, never rob again.
I tell you what, point a rifle at me.
And I want to know.
Who knows what's going to come out of my mouth?
I want to know what this guy's past was for him to find that peace. He found a place where he was like, didn't feel the threat, felt pity on the man.
Well, now, you know, we're supposed to take a break right now, but let me throw this one in. There was a young man, 20 years old, in Reading a couple of days ago, found a wallet on the road, $3,000 in it. $3,000. The young man took the wallet to the police station, and then they found the owner, and they returned the whole $3,000. It wasn't like a check. It wasn't like marked bills. It was a wallet with $3,000. And I'm going to probably butcher your name here, but Jarinian White is a young man. He's 20 years old. He finds it and returns it right here in Reading. Well, you know, you got to love that.
And you wonder why we say it's the good guys against the bad guys, you know, Carl's motto. Well, there's your perfect example. Those are the good guys.
That's a good guy, because, you know what, he can look himself in the mirror and say, you know what, I did the right thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's actually people blogging on there that, you know, when you see something like that, that question the fact. But, you know, the thing is, you do the right thing. You stand up, you walk tall, you shoot straight. That's the whole thing. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Taste the legend. Voted best Italian restaurant. Bed pressure checks.
That story and more in today's Reading Record Searchlight.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS, and it's a rainy Thursday.
Raining in June.
Raining in June. Can you imagine that? It's not supposed to do that. We're having our house painted. You know, it doesn't rain for 86 days in a row. So the guy comes out to start working on the house. He is out there. What a great job he's doing, by the way. What a great job, because he's got to do a lot of work to get this thing ready, 1941.
Lots of prep.
Lots of prep. And so what happens? It rains. What the heck? Hey, what's going on here? Luckily, we don't pay him by the hour. Hey, something happened yesterday. You know, being a motorcycle rider, I take great interest in things that are happening, like in accidents. It appears that there was a motorcycle accident yesterday, the day before. Anyway, a biker was trying to enter an on-ramp on Highway 44, and there was he ends up going into the gravel and, you know, dropping the bike, breaks his ribs, his clavicles, but he's okay. I mean, but here's what happened. It appears that when he was trying to come on, a pickup truck sped up to keep him from merging and blocked him. And so he went into the gravel, you know, and then here's the other thing. Nobody stopped. Luckily, he had a cell phone to call 911. So, you know, I would hate to think that somebody's out there that would just purposely do that to, you know, impose their will on it because they're, you know, maybe a decrepit old person in a pickup truck saying, I'm going to show him. These things go down fast.
Now you and I were driving on 44 right before you get on the bridge. If you're coming off of 5 and you take the 44 turn off, and we talked about if you're coming back, there's a merge there right before you get on the bridge that's very, very dangerous.
You're heading back into town.
Yes, yeah. And we said that is not marked. There is no, and that what could have happened, I'm sure, okay, let's just say what could have happened is there's that, it's not like chicken, but you're trying to figure out who's going to go first. And the guy sped up because he was trying to get, you know, it's a merge thing. It doesn't make sense.
You want to think that, I don't know if that's where it happened. I think it happened out on, I think it happened up some other place than right there.
It happened right by Circuit City on Dana.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, then that is probably where it happened. Okay, you're right, absolutely right. And maybe they did. I'd like to think that it was just something, because you're right, it's not marked, and people are there, and if you're not familiar with it, you would think that there'd be a yield sign, but people don't yield because there is no yield sign. However, if you're on a motorcycle, I yield a lot.
And not only that, if a rider's down, stop your car.
My God, yeah. I mean, you know, somebody's down on the ground, you want to hurt, you know, you want
to
help
over.
Them. Yeah.
Be a good Samaritan, good citizen there. Some guy could have, you know, broke his neck.
Okay, you ready for my rant of the day?
Okay, go.
Oh, somebody, you know, in fact, they called yesterday while we were on the show and said, you got to see us, we sent it to you. And we're trying to set up our email, so it's working in the studio right now. And I'm getting close to it. Who knows? By 8:30, who knows? I may have it fixed. On the other hand, maybe not. So I'm
was a boo?
I am not the computer type. Yeah, boo sent. You know, okay. You can't imagine all the links and emails we were sent saying, look at this, look at this. Well, this is the one got me. It appears, and this was off a major news agency said, sent this. It says fire season is starting, so they're getting the fire crews put together. Well, a number of the firefighters this year, it appears, are Hispanics that don't speak English. So up in Oregon, the crew bosses, the fire crew bosses of these teams, these team bosses, are being fired or being demoted because they don't speak Spanish. And there is a law in Oregon that says that the crew bosses have to speak the language of everybody in the crew. And that means you could have one Hispanic-speaking individual in a crew of 20 that doesn't speak English. And guess who gets fired? It isn't the one that doesn't speak English. It's the one that doesn't speak Spanish.
But why can't it be the other way around, that if you're going to be protecting the forest fire, a forest from fires or fires at all, you must speak English, bottom line?
Well, here's the thing is because you don't speak English doesn't mean that a person that speaks English, which happens to be the language of this country, they don't get fired. Now, I hope somebody out there says, hey, Carl, I think you're crazy. I don't think this is true. But this was supposedly on Fox News yesterday, and I saw the excerpt on it. I mean, I looked at it, saw it three times, and this is what they said. I don't believe that we've come to the spot where you terminate an American citizen who doesn't speak Spanish because somebody who doesn't speak English is working on your fire crew.
Was it snoped?
No, this was. I saw it on. No, okay. it wasn't like. You know, I know what you're talking about, hon. You know, it wasn't just like in writing. It was in. It was on the news. I mean, they showed the videotape
like
of it on the note. Yeah, it was. You know, it was. Yeah. It was Fox News, but still, I mean, yeah. They have straight news too there on there.
We should further investigate that because that just doesn't seem like, I mean, I am not doubting that's what you heard, but it just is so outrageous.
It is bad. If that's true, we're going to start looking for this. Now look, we've got a special guest today that we didn't know about. And it's going to be Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We're going to get to him right after this break and we're going to start talking budget.
Ask those questions.
All right. So this is Carl and the Bot here on Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know what? I am still upset about this Oregon thing. Join us after these messages. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. Hey, we've got our guest today, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad that kitty found a home.
Well, you know what? We're always trying to find homes for lost kitties.
What a headline, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you, big news.
How about a better headline there, Jim? Something that says, California budget balanced.
Hey, I cannot wait. And there's even some hope for that. A lot of folks get that maybe it does need to be not just balanced, but it's got to be brought the process fixed so that it stays balanced.
Okay, now how are you going to do that?
Well, right now it's going to be cuts. The immediate need is cash flow, and the cash flow will be attained by cuts, and it will not be attained by tax increases. If somebody didn't get it before, I surely hope everybody got it after May 19th. The folks do not want gimmicks. They do not want borrowing. They do not want tax increases, and that's what I call the governing parameters of the Budget Conference Committee that I now sit on hours and hours and hours every day.
Well, I hope that people understand that because this was across the board here. This wasn't like a 51-49 vote. This was up in the 70s. That means that no matter what your political persuasion, people have spoken and said, hey, you know, our elected representatives, do your jobs. We don't want to continue throwing money at this. We want you to fix this.
Well, a lot of agencies are on the block now, including the Air Resources Board, the Water Resources Control Board, the Integrated Waste Management Board. I really truly believe we could get along without some of them. I'm not sure we're going to be able to totally eliminate them, but I'm surely hoping we can trim the sails of them, particularly the Septic Tank Police and the Water Resources Control Board.
Well, hey, look, we've got a caller in here. Let's go to our callers. Henry, good morning. Henry. You're up, Henry.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine.
Well, I just got back from a trip to the East Coast.
Right.
And one thing I wanted to pass on to you and share with you, I met a fellow on the way from South Africa who was riding a motorcycle, and he went to the southern tip of Argentina, rode all the way up through South America, through Mexico. I met him at Coeur d'Alene, and he was going to Prudhoe Bay.
Wow, that's quite a ride.
That's quite a ride. Now, when he gets through, he says he's going to fly back to South Africa, put his bike in storage, and next spring he's going to ship it to Siberia and ride it across Russia, Europe, and back to South Africa.
Well, you know, we had a man on our show that did that also, named David Mann, that did 83,000 miles on his 72 Shovelhead Harley.
Yeah, well, this guy was riding a BMW.
Okay.
So, at any rate, I got my advertisement for BMW, such as it is.
Right. Hey, okay, what'd you need, Henry? What'd you want to talk about on the economy? We've got Jim Nielsen on, our assemblyman.
Okay, I just got back, and I hadn't heard the news a whole bunch, but now I find out that Mr. Obama wants to own 60% of General Motors.
And we do own 60%.
We own 60%, and also he wants health care and all of this good stuff. You know, Russia tried that some years back, and it didn't work over there. What makes you think it's going to work here?
Because we have better ideas for everything, Henry, of course.
Is that
well, it hasn't worked in any country that's tried the socialization, it didn't work in Russia. It's kind of an irony. Union of the Soviet Socialist Republics has rejected this. Why are we now embracing it?
That's my question exactly. And another thing, I wonder who's minding the store. This guy's never in Washington. He's always flying around the world giving speeches.
Well, you know, there's, you know, we're going to talk about that one later, you know, about just reaching out to the Muslim world, Islamic world. I don't think that's wrong. I think, though, is that you've got to, when you reach out, though, you've got to keep that other fist ready just in case.
Hey, I think Henry, you're right.
Yeah, Henry, thanks for your phone call.
You bet.
Okay, Jim, what are we looking at next?
Well, let me quickly interject the bill to take away our bullets. Got out of the assembly yesterday. A lot of debate, a lot of no votes. That is another issue.
It got out of the assembly?
Yeah. It criminalizes, if you will, selling ammunition to our citizens. Not over 50 rounds. The poor darn dealers now are going to have thumbprints and background checks and the three strikes law for ammo dealers, okay? If they have three infractions, they lose their license forever.
Now, this is not just ammo dealers. This means if I have 60 rounds and I want to give it to my wife, I can't do that, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's
how did it, you know,
it's crazy.
Are these people actually, are they actually going to do this?
Well, it passed the assembly, and so we would hope it could be defeated in the Senate, and if not, that the governor would veto it. But what are we even bothering talking about this issue right now? There should be nothing on anybody's mind or anybody's time but the budget.
Yeah.
And we're talking about ammunition confiscation.
Hey, we've got to take a break here. We're at about 8:29, and the phone lines are lighting up. So this is Carl and Linda Bott. We're here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and we'll get to your phone calls as soon as we get back.
KQMS News Time, 8:20. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest tobacco emporium, walk-in humidor, west of the Mississippi. Espresso Joe's gives you your shot of caffeine in the morning. They sell tea. They sell it all. Joe and Shelley, great Americans.
Nice selection of wine, too.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? We've got Assemblyman Jim Nielsen on the phone. However, let me make a quick statement here. I think my computer is up and running. Somebody send me an email at carl@freefireradio.com. Carl@freefireradio.com. Send me an email and see if it works. Okay, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. This thing about the ammo, that's a whole show. I mean, that just makes me crazy. But there's another thing. We just saw another bill that passed that said that any of the struggling cities and counties would have to win state approval before filing for bankruptcy protection.
Yep, that was on the floor yesterday, too. It's another good no vote. We don't want cities and counties to get into bankruptcy, and the state shouldn't be balancing its budget by dumping its problems in the slap of the counties. But to make it harder for them to restructure, that's not a good idea.
Well, then, but they said they could use the expertise of the California Economic Advisors, which seems to me like you might as well go to Fox to, you know, hey, why don't you watch my hens here?
I would depend on our local government elected officials who are accountable directly to their citizens every single day, looking them in the eye. Those are the folks we need to trust and work with.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. Tara, good morning.
Hi. I actually have a question. It's a little unrelated to the subject.
Hey, it's your show.
I think your guest speaker might be able to help me.
Okay. Hey, this is Open Line, Tara. Anything you want, that's our show.
Okay. My name comes up on credit reports, tara.columbia.com. I am on the terrorist watch list. I've called Homeland Security to try and resolve this. There's only four other people in this country with my name spelt the way that it's spelt. And Homeland Security tells me there's no way that a bank can get that kind of information, only the airlines. And so, in other words, I'm lying. But it's on my credit reports, and it's affecting everything I try and do.
You know, I don't have any knowledge at all specifically, but if you'd call our Reading office, some of the staff would go to work to try to find sources for you that would have expertise about how to get out of this network. If Homeland Security can't help you, I don't know how our office possibly could, but we'd be very happy to explore options.
Okay.
Hey, Terrence, so you're saying is your name is on, somehow your name has appeared on the terrorist watch list.
Yeah, Tara.Columbia.
Dot Columbia.
Dot Columbia, so obviously I'm a drug lord or something.
You know, this is kind of like the people, you get these letters that say you're dead. And
yeah.
and then you've got to go prove you're not dead. But I'm sorry, but the computer says you're dead. You know, it's like, hey, Tara. If this was, I know this is affecting you, so I'm not going to laugh, but if they can't help you, you come back to us, 241-2682, and we'll see if we can't bump this up a couple of notches.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, John.
That's a scary one right there.
Is your name on a list?
I
bet your name's on a list someplace, isn't it, John?
Oh, absolutely, Carl. You know it is. Listen, I want to address this to Assemblyman Nielsen. Can I call you Jim?
I wish you would.
All right, Jim. Listen, illegal immigrants are breaking the budget by abuse of the health and welfare benefits throughout the state that they get. And I recently read an article down in Santa Barbara where they were protesting because their illegal rights were being violated. Now, Oakland just recently, yesterday, passed a tentative agreement to provide them with ID cards. Does the state have any control over what Oakland's doing there, since they're going to be using state funds to do this and take away from the benefits of the actual legitimate citizens?
Well, let's just say that some of us have been making it an issue in this respect. Cities who have decided that they're going to have a separate and independent foreign policy, we're not really looking favorably at helping those cities out in tough times. Let's just put it that way.
That's kind of what I wanted to hear. I'd also like to hear what the state's going to be doing about protecting that California border down there in San Diego and keeping some of the illegal aliens out. We've got 11 million of them estimated in the country, and most of them probably here in California, and they're breaking the bank. If we could balance that out, we wouldn't have this budgetary crisis we're involved in.
Well, it's a part of the overall reforms that have got to come to pass in terms of eligibility for state programs, okay? Mm-hmm. This is a long and storied history. Remember Prop 187? That was a great, profound statement by the people of California, and it didn't stop some of the abuses. The whole point, if you want to come to this country, become a citizen, become naturalized, stay here, then you can participate in our society and its services that it would provide for you, but we're not there yet, but to your point, though, eligibility for state services is definitely something that's a part of the reforms that many of us are considering in terms of getting this budget not just balanced, but under control for the long run.
I think you made the key point when you said that the city of Oakland is trying to revise national policy or state-level policy in regards to illegal aliens, giving them rights based on these ID cards is just ridiculous.
Well, I tell you, there's something else too. From what I understand, SB 60 has just passed the Senate, and that's the one that gives driver's licenses to illegal aliens.
Yes,
and that's
that'll keep coming back and back and back again and again and again, and we have to stand fast and stop that.
Okay, hey John, thank you for your phone call.
Thank you, Carl. Have a good day today.
You bet. Well, for everybody out there, our computer works. I've been getting a number of emails, and from Jim, I refuse to do that. So, not Jim Nielsen, Jim, the person that wrote to me. I refuse to do that.
I gotcha.
But everybody else is coming through, and somebody did ask Assemblyman Nielsen, how do you feel about cutting off smoking everywhere that people walk?
Well, another irony of the legislature, for crying out loud, a couple of weeks ago. Here's a bill to allow everybody to smoke marijuana while we're going to stop everybody by taxing from smoking cigarettes. And again, why are we even talking about bills like this now? We should be dealing only with the budget. That should have been.
That's it.
I lectured everybody in the budget conference committee that was in the room day before yesterday, and then to the audience who's watching on TV, that folks, don't even come here. Don't even tempt members to put in bills that spend money. Don't even ask. There is no money. Don't even ask. But there were 213 bills before the Appropriations Committee, of which I'm vice chairman, the day after May 19th, May 20th. Fortunately, most of those bills have been held up, but why are we even introducing bills to spend money? We've got a budget to get under control, and spending more money is not the way.
Well, we're going to take a short break right now. We're on the phone with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back. It's Carla Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for a place that you can take your gold or your jewelry that you would like to have remade, or you're looking for a specific stone or a specific gift, Carla and I completely recommend you take your needs to Four Winds Jewelry. They're our choice of jewelers.
Daniel, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Do you have a question for the assemblyman?
I do.
All right.
I'm just kind of curious. You know, I watched the governor and I watched the legislature general all fighting and dancing around on this budget thing. It reminds me of the coyote and the roadrunner. Every time you see the assembly going out and doing something, they next thing you know, they put their order in, act me budget, do this, kit, and have a big failure. And then the governor, he's chasing the assembly, trying to catch him to get him to do something, and he always falls over the cliff.
So
that's a good analogy. I kind of like it. I saw something on a computer this morning, a big tangle of power lines that kind of reminded me of the budget mess, too.
But I guess the big thing is somewhere along the line, we need to see all these folks get together and try to quit politicizing all this financial stuff and just get in there and do the job.
Well, the trouble there is that there's lots and lots of interest. Individuals, well-intended, who get money from the budget. And they fight, and they fight, and they fight to get more. The last 9 days have been nothing but 500 to 600 people a day coming before the Budget Conference Committee saying, don't cut my program. And I've been asking them, you know, that's not the question of these times. Things have got to be cut. You come and give us some alternatives. Gives us the ways that the program can work better, more efficiently, that we can save money. Talk to us about that.
There's a couple other things. You know, there's all these boards and commissions that are out there, you know, and a lot of those things could just be consolidated, and a lot of these high-priced administrators in these boards and commissions can be removed, and there's a lot of overhead costs there that could be taken care of also, I believe.
I agree, and I hope that something's going to be happening. Just in fact, yesterday, a couple of ideas that we voted for, and one was to get rid of all the agency secretaries. I call it the secretariat. Get rid of all of those, just put those directly underneath the governor without all the bureaucracy that attends that as well. There are a number of others that I have on the talking that are being considered now for some kind of change. The Air Resources Board and the Water Resources Control Board and the Integrated Waste Management Board are some of the favorites that I would like to see trimmed or eliminated. And at least there's some serious discussion. And there's some serious discussion only for the first time because the budget deficit is so very great.
Hey, Daniel, we've got to let you go because we've got the lines just all backed up here. But thanks so much for your phone call. Hey, you doing okay?
Yep. My grandson got to meet Jim there at IGO the other day, and I just wanted to point out that he thought that was a pretty good thing.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Daniel. Okay. Hey, you know, Jim, there's all these commissions, and from what I understand, these commissions, people head up these commissions are making six-figure salaries, and they don't work like every day.
Yeah, that's a big issue. It's been an issue for some time, but the day of reckoning has come, and I believe that, Carl, now there's going to be some big changes. Even Democrats supported yesterday cutting back substantially in the Integrated Waste Management Board salaries, and in fact making some of these even part-time.
Well, you know, but I've been seeing somebody, and I can't remember what his name is. I wish I could. Started putting down a list on, you know, one of the blogs about every commission or committee that there was in the California legislature. I mean, it went on for pages. And, you know,
well,
the Samoan Islands,
you
know, cats, everything. I mean, you name it.
Yep, there's something for everybody. You betcha.
Okay.
We need and this is the time to make these substantive reductions and eliminations. And I believe that there are sufficient members to recognize that. Some are just so grudgingly, we can't get rid of anything. We just have to raise the funding and raise taxes to fund it more.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Marie, you're on. I'm sorry, I pushed that button too soon. Marie, you got a question?
Yes, I do. Okay, I need to know why the Terminator is allowed to do the things he's doing to poor people.
Well, what do you mean to poor people?
Well, he wants to cut out schools. He's cutting out the summer school lunch program for children.
Wait a minute. Look,
he cut out medical and dental benefits to all poor folks. Why?
There's a $24 billion deficit. Now, that means that truly needy need to be helped. There is no question that there are those that need help. There is no question. But all of the monies that are expended in state government just cannot be expended now because there's a $24 billion deficit. The money is not there.
I understand. And how do they allow it to get that way? It didn't.
By spending more and more and more money. There was $20 billion of new spending bills before the assembly this year already. $20 billion in a year when we've got a $24 billion deficit. There are lots of well-intended people that want to spend money on all kinds of good things. It is just not the time. Those who are truly needy, and that's a key word, truly needy, we need to be sensitive to and be helpful to those folks.
When it cuts off programs, how are you going to be truly sensitive when they're just gone?
Well, some programs really do help. A lot do not. I've been around government a long time and have been a critic.
Hey, Marie, if I could just say this, yesterday I talked about what the governor said, is that we're busted. We're busted completely. The banks are empty, the wallet's flat. I agree with you. How did we get here? How do we hold those people responsible? But then,
gets fat in the government.
Somebody does. You're absolutely right. And that's who it's one of those things you got to find out who keeps on wanting to spend more money and get rid of these people. Marie,
we got to take a break. It isn't only legislators. I address the audience of the TV crowd.
I worked 35 years and paid my taxes. 35 years I worked, okay?
Uh-huh.
And paid my taxes. Well, where do they all go?
Well,
they went to programs. A lot of them went to programs.
Hey, we've got to take a break here. This is Carl and the Bot here on Free Fire Radio. Join us on the other side here. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, here's a great thing about that computer. Okay, the Oregon firefighter question. Somebody sent something to me, and the state of Oregon has put out something to answer this. It says, hey, look, we don't fire people because they can't speak Spanish. Poo-poo on that. We wouldn't do that. However, we do hire crews and, from private fire crews. And we do require that everybody speaks English. But if these private fire crews that we're hiring, contracting to, if they have Hispanics on their crews and they can't speak, they can't speak English, then, of course, we have to have everybody speak, the same language. So they're saying on the first paragraph, no, we do not fire somebody because they're not bilingual. However, we require our crews to be bilingual if they have anybody on there that doesn't speak English. So it's typical government doublespeak. All right, Jim, you ready for the next one?
Surely.
Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning there. I can make a suggestion where you can save some money.
Let's hear you.
I worked up on, I think it was Highway 161 a few years ago. They had more, more inspectors than what they had jobs. Instead of laying some of those inspectors off, we had five Caltrans inspectors on one job. And I think, I think if they needed to lay some people off, they should be able to lay them off. And also, I'd like to have a phone number or a way to get a hold of you, Mr. Nielsen, just to have a talk with you.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello? Did we leave? Did we lose Mr. Nielsen?
Hello.
Yeah, Ron, you still there?
No.
Ron?
Yes.
Okay, you're still there, but I think we lost Jim.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Jim, are you there? Oh, I think we lost both of them. Well, that's interesting. Okay, if anybody wants to know how to get a hold of Jim Nielsen, it's on our website, Free Fire Radio. And Jim, you're up now.
Very good. Thank you. I just want to congratulate you for the second Tea Party. There were three of you there a minute ago to congratulate, but I guess we lost Jim.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
But, no, your efforts really helped with that last election. And I haven't heard anyone talk about it on the air. Of course, I've been out of town a little bit. So, but anyway, it's very, very good. We all get together and do the right thing. The other question is, why aren't we pushing for drilling for oil? Reagan had the oil, left them a surplus, and they don't want to drill for oil, and we're dependent on everybody. These people want to spend more money, but they don't know where money comes from.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, here we are, you know, we're forcing, you know, certain types of lifestyles with the cars on people, yet we are not going out after the oil. You know, that we could, we have the capabilities of ending energy dependence. I don't know why we refuse to do that. It's a good question.
Hey, in 3 to 5 years, they could pay off the debt they have, but they don't seem to care.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thank you.
Hey, Jim, you're back.
That cut off somehow. I don't
know
what
you're back.
Happened.
You're back again.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got like, 30 seconds. You got your last big push here for us?
The big push is it's the time for government to really be changed. It is an historic opportunity, and I at least see a few members willing to reckon with it. A lot of boards and commissions are under review, so there can possibly be some changes. The whole point is it is not the time for spending. It is the time for getting this budget. I want a 2-year budget. I've been working on that. I think that's a possibility. Zero-based budgeting is a part of the long-term reform. And I'm working with Howard Jarvis taxpayers for next year for a state initiative on a spending cap.
Oh, good. And we need that. Hey, Jim, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll have you back on again soon, I hope.
We will be. Yes, sir.
All right. Bye. Hey, the way you get a hold of Jim's office right here in Reading is 223-6300. 223-6300. Okay. So how much time we got, Frost? About 10 seconds. So, hey, join us tomorrow. It's another open line show. We're going to be talking everything, you know, from the murder of abortion doctors to assault on U.S. soldiers right here in this country by Muslim terrorists. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?